WTAW News Time is 6 after 6, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Governor Abbott has declared a state of disaster in 31 counties hit by severe weather. The list includes Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Leon, Robertson, Washington, Walker, Waller, and Austin counties. Abbott's order authorizes the use of all available state and local resources that are reasonably necessary to cope with this disaster. The Bryan City Council and Brazos County Commission held emergency meetings yesterday to extend declarations made after the storms a week ago today. BTU General Manager Gary Miller says they're prepared for the next round of storms.
If it's just rain, we should be fine. But if we get the high winds and, you know, hopefully not another tornado, but high winds could cause us some problems.
Miller says technology helps repair crews with locations and the severity of power outages.
The smart meters and the outage map that we have now gives us so much more information than we used to have. And we're really dispatching crews to problems before we ever get calls from our customers. It's just a great thing.
Miller says BTU's recently launched Twitter and Facebook pages were well read after last Thursday's severe storms. Bryan property owners who haven't are again being asked to tell the city about your storm damage. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says you can call the Public Works Office or go online to bryantx.gov.
Flooding occurred throughout different segments of the community. Most folks now realize, yeah, we had a tornado. That part of the community was impacted. But we also realize there's other parts of the community that were impacted because of flooding, and we want to make sure we capture that data as well.
More than 200 Bryan homes have flood damage, and almost 160 more have some level of tornado damage. Walker says city crews have trucked out 560 tons of storm debris, which translates into more than 1.1 million pounds. A former teacher's aide at Snook High School has been indicted by a Burleson County grand jury on 10 counts of sex crimes against students. 32-year-old Deanna Lara of Caldwell was booked in the Brazos County Jail this week and released after posting bonds totaling $130,000. Lara is charged with 3 counts of sexual assault of a child and 7 counts of an educator having an improper relationship with a student. According to the indictment, there are 4 victims, all who were attending Snook High at the time of the illegal contact last October and November. Brazos County commissioners have hired a consultant to study future needs for holding juvenile offenders. County Judge Dwayne Peters says the current juvenile detention facility, built about 25 years ago, is reaching its maximum capacity.
Whether we can expand at that location and how we'd do that, and whether we could, you know, add another wing out there and then really kind of take a general look at what the needs are.
And Peter says the county is spending about $500,000 a year to transport and hold some underage offenders to facilities not available here.
Some certain emotional type issues, or maybe a drug issue or something that they don't have the capacity to deal with out in the local detention.
The county is hiring a Dallas firm at an estimated cost of $40,000 for the study, which Peters estimates will take about 6 months to complete. A Bryan woman is dead after drowning at Matagorda Beach last weekend. Saturday evening around 7:30, Matagorda County Sheriff deputies saw 2 men pull a woman out of the surf. The victim, 36-year-old Jenny Jackson, was pronounced dead at the scene after several people performed CPR. A 16-year-old who was also pulled out of the water with Jackson was revived, flown to a Houston hospital, and was later released. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 6. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over 2 decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
The National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect for the entire region through 7 p.m. Friday. Lots of showers and thunderstorms over the state this morning due to a slow-moving wave of low pressure. We'll see scattered showers and storms today, 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms on Friday, highs 80 to 85. Saturday, more showers and thunderstorms, temperatures 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll go over some Aggie accolades received yesterday. We'll check in on high school baseball and on the Bombers, and the Texas Rangers fall to the Cleveland Indians, and the Houston Astros take down the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So as far as the numbers are concerned, we're talking 100%. So we can't even say chance of rain, can we? Because
it's like a guarantee.
Yeah, we're pretty much on that. So, and it is. It's a little bit. So how about yesterday? Now, I was down in the southern part of the county, and we probably got 3/4 of an inch in less than an hour.
Yeah.
Because but I don't know if that came up into the county here or not.
I was napping.
Hey, you know, and if you wake up to the sound of rain, that's fine.
That's
you just go right back to sleep.
Yeah. I'm not worrying about this thing at all.
It was bright and sunny where I live off Highway 30 out there.
And that's the thing is then the sun came back out. So
right.
it was kind of weird to have that. And again, we're just kind of chit-chatting about the weather because none of us got the roofs on our house blown away.
Yeah.
And, because I know Navasota could use more rain. I'm sure they were really thrilled.
Yeah, I have a friend up in Tomball, and their roads were already flooding last night.
Yeah.
I mean, she was already a little nervous about getting to work this morning. So,
well, yeah, I get home and turn on the Weather Channel, and they're interviewing some guy from Richmond, Texas, a federal guy who's in charge of 7 states, and he's down there watching that stuff go on. So,
yeah.
You know, and I'm looking at the radar this morning, and, you know, they're getting pounded around Spring and Conroe and Willis right now. The rain that's closest to us is probably Giddings-ish, something like that. If you drew a line from Giddings up to Hearn, that's the leading edge. But it is marching this way. There's not any doubt that today we're going to get rain earlier in the day than we did yesterday. So,
yeah, North Houston's taking it pretty bad up there, too. I mean, my best friend and his wife just had a baby, and they had to get to the hospital, and the hospital's full.
See, and you talk about that. I mean, that's a real-world thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can talk about, oh, gosh, I'm not going to get to have my garage sale or whatever, or you can talk about you got to get to the hospital because of your kiddo.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, again, feel sorry for those folks, and as for the people who've inquired of me, I'm saying, you know, I'm just a real up-close observer to other people having a real problem. We just, you know, it hadn't impacted me, you know, aside from a little power failure yesterday, which had nothing to do with the weather. But, man, it's, and I'm glad that Brian picked yesterday to start clearing the debris out. That probably was a good idea since the rain didn't come till farther in the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, here are the numbers. 100% today, 50% tonight, 70% tomorrow night, Saturday. So all that's going on, and anyhow, every place you walk is squishing, I'm sure. But, you know, it could be that your life would be just like Carl McCoyd. You know Carl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you?
I do not.
That's all right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and fill you in for those of you who might not.
Oh, okay.
Carl, you see, a big fan of Miley Cyrus, okay?
Who's not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. I think we're okay there.
Okay.
Now we need to go ahead and probably describe exactly how big a fan of Miley Cyrus he is. It would appear that he got his first Miley tattoo in 2010.
His first.
Has since covered his body basically in portraits and song lyrics and initials of the pop star that he once was obsessed with.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
The problem is now he can't move on. It's basically stopped him from being able to get a girlfriend in his assessment. He said people can't seem to see past the tattoos, and I'm having a very negative effect on my life where I feel like I'm trapped by them.
Maybe you should have thought about that,
yeah,
Carl.
That's kind of the deal with tattoos. People can't see past them because you put them on the front of your skin.
Exactly.
And they're permanent.
Yeah.
And I mean, they've got pictures of him. He has Miley Cyrus across the top of his clavicles, okay? So he's got that basically as a signpost. There's something on his neck I can't see. And then he's got Cyrus across his left hand, the C on his thumb, then the Y-R-U-S on each finger.
He went straight for those Ruin Your Life tattoos, didn't
he? Yeah, exactly. And then something called Breakout, I don't know if that's a song or what, is across a forearm. And those are just the ones that we can see. And for some reason, it would seem that Carl, who again, did I mention he's 43?
Carl. Oh, yeah. 43?
Yeah, he's 43.
Okay.
Somehow he thinks society is the one with the problem.
Oh, you know, he said he can't get a girlfriend because of his tattoos. I'm thinking the guy, kind of guy who gets those kind of tattoos probably has a hard time getting a girlfriend anyway.
Info.
Nation.
Yeah.
I mean, the name of her last CD was Bangers, and he has that tattooed on his back.
Oh, see?
I've Googled. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
But it's society who's got the problem.
Just of course.
They can't look past the tattoos.
It's our fault.
To make a life with him. Just saying.
Carl. Yeah.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 618. It's day 154. It's June the 2nd. Got 212 of them to go. It is National Bubba Day.
National Bubba Day.
That's it. Yeah. Now, here, I believe they're saying Bubba means that's an affectionate nickname for a brother.
Okay. Mm.
As opposed to other things we think of
Bubba.
As far as Bubba. Yeah, exactly. That kind of Bubba. But there you are. So celebrate that as you see fit. It's also National Leave the Office Early Day.
Yes.
Okay. So
hey, and Mr.
that.
Downs isn't here
yeah,
still.
That's true. And it's Rotisserie Chicken Day as well.
I love me a good rotisserie chicken.
When it's done well, you're exactly right. There's some that they just happen to cook under hot lights, and that's not quite the same. But
right.
You know, a little bit of seasoning does make a difference. And
a great grab-and-grow dinner.
Yeah,
grab-and-go.
Take that, cut that baby in half, and you got 2-3 meals.
I like those ones
at
the Grocertorium.
Yeah.
I like them. They're good.
June, by the way, yesterday we were talking about new things, you know, the month of such-and-such month, like Cactus Month or whatever. We forgot to mention yesterday is also the beginning of Goat Trauma Awareness Month.
Dang it, Scott.
I know.
I'm now aware.
Well, but that's okay. The cards are probably still in the grocery store. You don't have to worry about that. Anyway, it's Goat Trauma Awareness Month, an opportunity for you to make sure that goats don't have trauma.
I always wanted to have a pet goat.
Did you?
Yep.
Well.
Dad didn't let me.
Are you over it now?
No, I think I'd still like to have a goat.
So, in other words, when you go in to fill out the application for your condo or apartment complex, you go ahead and put in there that you got a goat.
But I can also say I'm aware of goat trauma.
That's
yes.
also,
so
you're doing your part individually.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
you're making
good.
Sure your goat is not traumatized. All right, we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. Justin Long is 38. He was the Mac guy. I'm a Mac in those old commercials. He's been in Dodgeball, a lot of other things, too.
Oh, okay.
Morena Baccarin is 37. She's beautiful. She was on Gotham and Firefly back in the day. She's in Deadpool. She's really good.
Right.
Zachary Quinto, 39. He's Spock in the new Star Trek movies.
Oh, she was in Homeland, too. Now that I see her name.
Oh, Miranda Picard.
Yeah, if you watched Homeland, I don't know. Excuse me. All right, go ahead.
She's great, yeah.
Zachary
Quinto.
Of course.
39 today. He was in Heroes and he's Spock in Star Trek. Yeah. Wayne Brady is 44 today.
Oh, wow.
As well as Wentworth Miller. He's in The Flash. On The Flash, he's
all right.
Pretty good. Let's see. Soap opera with swords actor Liam Cunningham is 55.
Oh, we've almost been a whole week without one.
I know. What so character concerned. Is he?
He's Davos.
Okay.
Of course he is. Yeah. I was about to say that, but you beat me to it.
Dang it. I had to ask.
Yeah. Dana Carvey, 61 today.
Yeah.
I miss Dana Carvey. I hadn't seen him in a while as far as, you know, on TV and everything. Or in person. Haven't seen him either.
Yeah.
Dennis Haysbert is 62. He was the president in 24.
Well, and he's also the Allstate dude.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, you're in good hands with Allstate.
Indeed. And he was Pedro Serrano in Major League.
Oh, all right.
Jerry Matthews is 68.
No. Mathers.
Mathers, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Jerry
Mathers. You're showing your youngster.
You know, actually, I knew that, and I just totally, it blanked when I walked.
The Beaver.
He's the Beave.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Charlie Watts is 75, drummer for the Rolling Stones.
Man.
Stacy Keach, also 75.
Oh, okay.
He's that guy with the hair lip.
Yep.
And let's see, Sally Kellerman is 79.
She was Hot Lips O'Houlihan.
Indeed.
In MASH.
Of course.
Original. Listen to her.
And that's what I got for you.
Kyle Petty, NASCAR guy. Turn left and get back as fast as you can. He's 56 years old today. Yep, that's about it. 6:23.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Did that inspire you to think that good things can happen for your children and grandchildren? Would it make you feel good about your country again? Would it make you think that America can get on the right track again? Would it give you hope that America's best days are once again ahead of us? I almost feel like John Lennon. I almost feel like singing Imagine at this point. Imagine something great can happen. I'm tired of America being in decline. I'm tired of Americans out of work, in poverty, on food stamps. I'm tired of stealing our kids blind. I'm tired of seeing 50% increases in health care. I'm tired of those corrupt Saudis and all these countries holding us hostage for the lifeblood of our economy, energy. I'm tired of a failed educational system, even though we pay more than per capita per student than any other country. I'm tired of open borders where ISIS can cross over whenever they want. I'd like to solve those problems.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Steinfeld started Blinds.com 20 years ago to make the complex process of installing new custom blinds simple. Now, whether you're shopping for blinds or roller and solar shades for summer, well, the Blinds.com team will walk you through selection, measuring, and installation all for free. And with Blinds.com, you get 100% satisfaction guarantee. You cannot get this wrong. Just go to Blinds.com, use the promo code Hannity for your 20% discount before June the 30th. That's Blinds.com, promo code Hannity. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list, drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
Bombers baseball tonight at Neutral Bowl Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at BVBombers.com.
Well, I guess we probably had weather permitting. We'll hope that happens since they got rained out last weekend, so have to play catch up there. 6:24 right now.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Uber is getting a massive cash infusion from Saudi Arabia. The oil-rich nation's sovereign investment fund is putting $3.5 billion into the global internet-based ride-hailing company. It's also getting a seat on Uber's board of directors. Funding for new tech companies has been slowing in recent months amid concerns many startups have been overvalued. Shares of Pure Circle are down 12% in Europe, its worst one-day percentage loss in 5 years, after the company said it's received a detention order from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection impacting shipments of stevia into the U.S. The order is based on an allegation that the shipments contain products that were produced using forced labor. Medivation shareholders are now able to vote on Sanofi's proposal to replace the oncology drug maker's board. The San Francisco-based company set the so-called record date after the close of trading yesterday, hours after the French drug company pressed ahead with its $9.3 billion hostile takeover bid. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Good morning, it's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, as far as the rain is concerned, first the forecast. We've got a 100% chance of heavy rain today, and it could be starting up certainly within the next hour. 50-50 for tonight, back up to 70% on Friday night and Saturday. Down to 30% on Saturday night and Sunday, and then we get to partly cloudy on Sunday night, and hopefully next week we get a chance to dry out just a little bit. Now, as far as the radar is concerned, showers pretty much marching toward us from the southwest. If you're doing any traveling this morning and you're going down, if you're going west over to Austin, you're going to hit rain pretty soon. The rain over toward the east and southeast is just south of Huntsville, comes down through the Woodlands, and then hits over toward Humble and into the Golden Triangle. That's probably where the heaviest rain is in Texas this morning, just north of the Golden Triangle. Houston itself not getting any rain right now, but again, since this stuff is marching up from the south and east or southwest, then it's probably going to be across the Houston area today as well. Just know that right now, if you're traveling west or over toward the Woodlands, that you're going to catch some rain. And we're looking at 68 degrees.
It's very common for powerful people to lose their power because they stopped doing the things that made them powerful. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. In order to become powerful, you have to engage and influence and care about other people.
You know, expressing gratitude, encouraging people, asking good questions, just stuff your grandma might tell you, right? But we've all been around people who seem to be kind of faking this stuff, and it rubs us the wrong way.
Dr. Keltner, author of the book, The Power Paradox.
And, you know, I think this is where the hard work really begins, and a lot of people who have thought long and hard about great power suggests that it really is this deeper ethical commitment to the welfare of others, and that you can't fake.
The power paradox Docker talks about is the fact that as soon as people become powerful, they also become prone to losing their power.
We get power by being emotionally intelligent and advancing the interests of other people, but once we feel powerful, we lose those very skills and are vulnerable to the abuse of power. And, you know, if you look at history, you see this time and time again. And so I get power by listening carefully. And the minute I feel powerful, I'm not as good at knowing what other people think.
You can actually see powerful people losing their power if you know what to look for.
Studies show that powerful people will literally turn away from somebody who's speaking and look at something else, check their cell phone or whatever. These are warning signs that you are quickly losing your power and problems may arise.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. More than 1 million pounds of debris has been trucked out of tornado and flood-damaged neighborhoods in Bryan.
We have had teams that have gone out and tried to evaluate storm damage as much as possible throughout the entire community. They have driven almost every street, or will have driven almost every street in the community by tomorrow.
Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker invites Bryan homeowners to report flood damage, which can be done online at bryantx.gov or by calling Public Works at 209-5900.
The reason that's so important for us is we need to capture that data because that helps our total so that we reach a certain threshold, which is just under $700,000. If we reach that number, it triggers some assistance that hopefully we can get, not just for the city, but for citizens that have uninsured property damage.
For homeowners with tornado damage, the city is waiving building permit fees. And with more rain in the forecast, BTU General Manager Gary Miller says the power should remain on as long as the winds don't blow. A new way for BTU customers to keep track of storm coverage is their Twitter and Facebook pages.
If you haven't looked at that, you should. We got so many positive comments from our customers and from the community over those two forums over this storm, and it was just amazing.
Miller also thanks public and private crews, along with storm victims, for assisting BTU as power was being restored following last Thursday's severe storms.
The patience and the help and cooperation that the folks in Wheeler Ridge, actually residents in Wheeler Ridge, showed was just amazing. They were helping us as much as they could, and they knew that we had a job to do, and I was just very, very pleased with the way that went.
Miller said BTU's online outage map and smart meters also assisted in deploying repair crews more efficiently. The Bryan City Council and the Brazos County Commissions held emergency meetings yesterday to extend their local disaster declarations from last week's storms. Governor Abbott also issued a disaster declaration for 31 counties. The list includes Brazos, Robertson, Leon, Grimes, Washington, Walker, Waller, and Austin counties. Last December, parents of students at Snook High School were notified a staff member had resigned over allegations of inappropriate relations. Earlier this week, former teacher's aide Deanna Lara was booked in the Brazos County Jail, then released after posting bonds totaling $130,000. That's after the 32-year-old Caldwell woman was indicted by a Burleson County grand jury on 7 counts of an educator having an improper relationship with a student and 3 counts of sexual assault of a child. 4 Snook High students were identified by their initials as the victims of the illegal contact that took place between October and November of last year. Along the Brazos River, downstream from BCS in Fort Bend County, record flooding is expected for at least another couple of days, depending on how much more rain falls between here and there. Major Chad Norvell of the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office says rescue crews are constantly moving because floodwaters rush into different areas.
So what has happened now in some areas that were under voluntary evacuation and they chose not to leave, and some now have 4 foot of water in their house.
Forecasters say the Brazos has not been this high in Fort Bend County since 1913. Brazos County commissioners have agreed to spend about $40,000 on a consultant to determine how to address a growing population of juvenile offenders.
I don't think we're ready to expand yet, but we needed to be
be looking at that possible expansion. And the architectural firm that was chosen, that's all they do is juvenile detention. And they're very knowledgeable.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says, like adult jails, there has to be separation with a juvenile detention facility.
You know, you have to, of course, separate the male, the female, and then the older kids from the younger kids. And so even though there's 44 beds, you have to have them apart from one another. And so sometimes, even though the capacity may, you may not be at full capacity, but you may have all that you can fill in that particular area.
Peters estimates it'll take around 6 months to complete the study. A trip to the beach last weekend turned deadly for one Bryan woman. 36-year-old Jenny Jackson was found in the surf at Matagorda Beach Saturday evening around sunset. Several people, along with the sheriff's deputy, performed CPR on Jackson, but when EMS personnel arrived, there were no signs of life. She was pronounced dead at the scene. A 16-year-old who was also pulled out of the water was given CPR on the beach by a game warden and a private citizen before he was taken by ambulance to the Matagorda Hospital. The young man was later flown to Houston, where he has since been released. Those who have Obamacare health insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas may be paying a lot more next year. The Associated Press reports the state's largest health insurer wants average increases of 57% to 59% across Obamacare plans sold to individuals. That's after North Carolina's largest insurer said they'll seek an average increase of 19%. The Obama administration told the AP that any concerns about 2017 premiums are premature and overblown. Governor Abbott and Comptroller Hager have issued a notice to state agency heads ordering them to stop paying former employees through the use of emergency or other leave. But the order only applies to agencies that are not run by an elected official. Land Commissioner George P. Bush and Attorney General Ken Paxton can continue the practice, which has cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. That includes more than two dozen land office employees dismissed when Bush took office and a former Paxton aide who left to work for the Ted Cruz for President campaign. A copy of the order is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 72 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online or pick up a ballot at Bottom Line Bookkeeping, CC Creations, Baylor Scott & White Healthcare, or Celebrity Spa and Salon. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
Let's face it, guys are the worst about regular checkups being part of the routine. Fortunately for the boys, Baylor Scott & White Medical Center is offering Gear Up for Health Saturday, June 11th from 8 to 11 a.m. This free men's health event makes it simple to tune up your health. It's a guy thing. For free health screenings, blood pressure and heart rate checks, giveaways, additional information, and free breakfast all in one place, go to BaylorScottAndWhite.com/guy thing to sign up. Guys, it's Saturday, June the 11th.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.com. Reservoirs.net. Here you are.
2 years ago, the reservoirs across the region were bone dry. Now they are at full capacity. Pretty amazing what's taken place. We've got more showers and thunderstorms forecast for today. Flash flood watch in effect through 7 p.m. tomorrow. Temperatures today up around 80. Showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight, 65 to 70. Showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 to 85. They'll continue into Saturday, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some awards for some Aggies. Also, the Indians defeat the Rangers and the Astros take down the Diamondbacks. We'll go over all the details coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 641. Hey, what's up?
Not much. Are y'all giving away tickets to the WWE next week?
You know, I will. Have you been to one before?
No, sir. Okay. My son would love to go if y'all have any tickets.
All right. But we'll look into that. Thanks. We haven't. I don't know.
Tucker is pumped.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So I don't. I know that you know, some of our sister stations may have some. We may have to do some
finagling.
Finagling. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well. And again, I used to go to wrestling a long time ago when it was not nearly as
cool.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, because you know, all we'd ever see was Houston wrestling. Paul Bosch was the guy who was the host, and you know, it was really cool because they'd have the little interview segment where, you know, some guy'd come on and rail in the microphone and yell and scream and throw the microphone down and wander off and all that. So,
I'll tell you what, brother.
Exactly. You know, just and that was cool. And so obviously we bugged our folks about that. You know, we want to go down there. We want to go down there. So fortunately, two houses down from me, that the dad said he'd take us down there. So me and my friend down the street went down to the Sam Houston Coliseum, which I think doesn't exist anymore in downtown Houston. And so the deal is, you know, it was black and white. You know, there wasn't any color yet. And the first thing you do is you walk in and you smell old hot dogs and sauerkraut, which, of course, you can't smell when you're watching the TV. And you get in there, and the mat was pretty much gray canvas and sweat-stained and really pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm 14, you know, at 13 or 14, you're thinking that's cool, but even then you're going, huh. So anyway.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was, yeah, exactly. So that kind of cured me at a pretty young age. But it's fine, you know, the fans went crazy. Wasn't like it is now with the lights and the music and all that kind of stuff, but there was plenty of yelling and screaming, and, you know, they had fans like Big Mama who would seem to be on the front row. But anyhow, now
I have nothing to add to this.
Well, you know, again, is wrestling pretty much like the Three Stooges in that that's pretty much a world of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I certainly understand. It's
my brother and my dad went the last time that they were at Reed Arena.
Okay. All right. And again, I think it is pretty much a guy thing. It's interesting that it ends up at a place like Reed Arena that you're kind of used to going to, and you have some sort of a feel for what it is, and then to come in and see this thing go on.
And it's completely different.
And I think the last time they were here, they all limoed in the same limos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, like they're all getting, and then am I fighting you today? Okay, great, okay, yeah, okay. And then they'd all pile in the limo, and they'd go back to the airport. So
they're like, oh, let's go get a burger first.
Yeah, something like that, whatever. So that'll be fun. And I don't know what tickets cost. I have no idea what tickets
cost.
They're
probably astronomical.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll look and see. But anyway, we're excited. It's not this weekend, but next weekend? Or is it this weekend?
I believe it's next weekend.
Next weekend.
All right,
yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. All right, so now, the last two stories that you did,
yes,
in the newscast, I was kind of interested in. So if you could roll those back and let's find those again so we can kind of go through and pick and tear those apart.
Yeah, the Associated Press is saying that the state's largest health insurer, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas,
which, by the way, is used by Bryan Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They want average increases of,
say it real slowly,
57 to 59%. Across Obamacare plans sold to individuals.
Because, again, I know you don't think you're paying enough. I know when you see
my God.
Yeah, you see your premium, you go, oh, is this all it is? Well, heck yeah, that's fine.
God.
And now we're looking at 57 to 59%. And the Obama people, of course, are saying, oh, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, it's premature. It's overblown.
Yeah.
Just and like all the other things the Obama administration has said about this that were wrong.
Yeah.
Or any government project. Any government project, they tell you what it's going to cost. Cost overruns take place, and you end up well above that. Okay, so now if the Blue Cross Blue Shield folks are rolling out 57 to 59%, have they had meetings? I know that'd be collusion. Have they had meetings going, well, you know, we probably need to come in at about 48%. We've got to get 48%.
So let's
more.
Say every tell everyone we're going to be around 59, and then when we only go to 48,
yeah, then
it sounds
breathe
better.
A sigh of relief. Yeah. Oh, good, it only went up that much.
Right.
You know, I've made my lack of support necessarily for any of the candidates, really, but Donald Trump known. But at this point, if he's going to turn back Obamacare,
yeah,
he might have the best. My best vote.
Well, again, one thing, if they just changed one thing, and that was allowing you to buy across state lines so that you actually have a competitive market.
Right.
And as we've talked about before here, I mean, before Obamacare even came in, Ben Downs is a really nice guy most of the time. I enjoy working for him, all that. But why do you make that person or any boss in a company responsible for coming up with a health care plan? That's not their job.
Right.
You need to, as a citizen, have to go out and shop for what's best for you. Now, I understand being in a group, and that lowers your premium because you're part of a collective, but we go, okay, here's our insurance, and then you go and you went, oh, my God, I got to pay $30 to see the doctor today?
Right, and you look at, you know, the wide variety of types of people we have working here, too. So
right.
You look at, you know, the 23-year-old fresh out of college, you know, very, very healthy, and then maybe the older person who does have to go to the doctor a lot more often, and it creates this just really large variety of, like, health issues in one area.
And we understand it's going to be this big tub, and everybody's got to be in there, and so
right. That's
how you spread the cost out. But if we're talking this being 57 to 59%, and you know what? I don't blame the insurance companies because they're in there to make a profit. There's no doubt about that. There mm-hmm. is no doubt about that. And what this is about is not a health care problem. It is an insurance problem. It really, really is. We obviously have the ability to deliver health care services to people who need it, but because it's hidden behind the veil of, oh, my insurance will handle it, we don't know what stuff costs anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really, really bad thing.
Well, I like the line. That's after North Carolina's largest insurer said they'll seek an average increase of 19%. Yeah. I'm like, so they go 19 and we go 59?
Right.
That's a big jump.
Well, and again, North Carolina, much like Texas, a dynamic economy. A lot of people moving there. Of course, we have more folks here, too. But the part of the problem also, I believe they are related, is that we, of course, have more kids on Medicaid than anybody in America. And so as a result, the CHIPS program, that ends up costing just because services cost more and that it impacts stuff. But anyway, there you go. And if you want to feel better, I think in the Wall Street Journal last week, they showed others and other states and what their numbers were going to be. And almost everybody, to a point, was in the teens mm-hmm. to the mid-20s or low 30% increases. So everybody's going to get that. It's just the monster increase that we have in Texas is chilling. And now we talked about that so long, we're not even going to talk about the politicians and giving people early. We may talk about that some other time or later in the show. About
okay. They
take their buddies and they say, hey, we'll go ahead and give you emergency leave and you get paid
a lot
of
you'll
money.
Hear it again at 7:30 and 8:30.
There you go. All right, there you go, 6:49.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas. Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We plant our new shade trees with hope and expectations. The hope is that they'll grow and prosper for generations, casting blessed shade for all of that time. The expectation is that the tree will fill the space we provide for it. The reality is that most of us think about a tree's mature height as we're making our selection, but rarely do we worry about how far it will spread. That can lead to real problems later. The spread of a shade tree, that'll be the subject of our program right after this message. We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. It all begins with a short description you'll find on the tree's nursery tag. It will describe the species as being at maturity rounded, upright, weeping, or spreading, or something else. Make note of that description because it will tell you whether a tree is going to grow horizontally into your roofing or over the street, or from the other extreme, if a tree will be tall and vertical, casting its shade in a narrow pattern across your landscape and patio, or maybe somewhere in between. When it comes to making bad choices in plants, live oaks are the most common examples. I love live oaks. They're some of our best shade trees of all in Texas. Granted, live oaks vary quite a bit from tree to tree, but the average height of a mature live oak is only 35 or 40 feet, while the trees sprawl to 75 feet and beyond. Perfect for the rural homesite or large urban lot, but not so good for tight little nooks. You don't have to drive very far to see handsome 20-year-old live oaks that have been flat-sided to allow street passage to trucks and buses. One large metroplex development of zero lot line homes put two live oaks in every tiny front yard. Most have already been removed, even though the houses are only 15 to 18 years old. Those that remain, especially trees on the north sides of the two-story homes, lean at 30-degree angles as they reach to grow out of the shadows and into the sunlight. Redbuds are somewhat spreading, flowering trees. Different species and varieties will have different mature sizes, but most will grow to be 20 to 30 feet tall and wide, and tree-form Yopon hollies are often somewhat spreading. They're great smaller trees. With vertical trees, you have to be concerned about whether they'll get into power lines, in which case you'll want to stick with shorter types, like tree-form Yopons or crepe myrtles. Those trees can be the perfect solution when you need shade, yet you don't have much horizontal room. Little gem southern magnolias grow to be 30 feet tall and 20 feet wide. If you're looking for a poolside shade tree, you want one that's a little smaller, go with the one called Teddy Bear. Cedar elms are upright, particularly for the first 25 or 30 years. By the time they've grown up and over the house or driveway, they're fine. You could also use trees like Schumard red oaks, bur oaks, chinkapin oaks, Chinese pistachio, and pecans. Those are all big, rounded trees. A tree's width is very much in proportion to its growth form. You need to think about it. I'm Neil Sperry. Designing small spaces will be the subject of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. Texas A&M third baseman Boomer White was one of 25 players named Golden Spikes Award semifinalists Wednesday afternoon by USA Baseball. The junior third baseman set the SEC record for most hits in league play with his 57 knocks in 30 games. In league action, White led the SEC in batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging percentage. He also ranked second in doubles and RBIs. White looks to add to a packed trophy case. In addition to this year's SEC Player of the Year award, he earned All Midwest Region second team recognition from the American Baseball Coaches Association and All Big 12 first team distinction as a sophomore at TCU in 2014. He was also named most outstanding player of the 2014 NCAA Fort Worth Regional that year. The Aggs face number 4 seed Binghamton in the first day's action of the College Station Regional tomorrow night at 8 p.m. and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other Aggie accolades, Texas A&M sophomore Tori Vidalis was named a National Fast Pitch Coaches Association third team All-American, the NFCA announced Wednesday. Vidalis's selection marks the 37th time a Texas A&M player has been selected to an All-American team and the 15th under head coach Joe Evans. Also, SEC Athlete of the Year honors were announced by the conference office, and Texas A&M junior Lyndon Victor was named Men's Field Athlete of the Year in voting by the coaches. Victor broke the SEC championship meet record by winning the decathlon with 8,446 points as he set 9 career outdoor best marks among the 10 events contested. The three-time defending Texas collegiate champion Brazos Valley Bombers have found an opponent they've had a tough time beating, the weather. The Bombers, who had a pair of games rained out last week, will again try to have their home season opener at 7:05 p.m. tonight against the Victoria Generals. The Bombers opened the season Tuesday at the Woodland Strikers, grabbing a 2-0 victory. Even then, the Bombers had to battle the weather with the game shortened to 6 innings. Last night's game between the two was also rained out. That story courtesy of BrazosSports.com. If the weather cooperates, you can catch the game tonight at 7:05 p.m. on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In high school baseball, the College Station Cougars fell to Tomball, which held on to a 4-3 victory in the opening game of the Class 5A Region 3 Championship Series last night at Sam Houston's Don Sanders Stadium. College Station and Tomball will meet again at 7 p.m. tonight at the same site. If College Station wins, the third game will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Heading out to Cleveland for Major League Baseball.
The pitch, he chops one back up the middle into center field. It's a base hit. It's a game winner for Yan Gomes. Flying home with a winning run is Lonnie Chisenhall.
Yan Gomes' single scored Lonnie Chisenhall with the winning run in the 11th inning, and the Cleveland Indians defeated the Texas Rangers 5-4 Wednesday night. Juan Uribe's two-out single in the 8th broke a 3-all tie, but Texas rallied in the 9th off closer Cody Allen, who blew his first save in 12 chances this season. The Rangers begin a 3-game series with Seattle tomorrow night in Arlington at 7:05. In Houston,
leg kick and the pitch. And Springer drills this deep to left center field. Long run for Bourne, looking up. See you later!
George Springer homered with two outs in the bottom of the 11th inning to give Houston a 5-4 win over Arizona Wednesday night for the Astros' fifth straight win and third in a row against the Diamondbacks. Springer hit the first pitch he saw from Tyler Clippard off the facade in left center for his 13th home run of the season and his first career walk-off shot. The Astros look to wrap up the series with a 4-game sweep today in Houston at 1:10 p.m. In the NBA, the Golden State Warriors open the finals tonight at home against the Cleveland Cavaliers in a rematch of last year's championship series, which the Warriors won in 6 games. The Cavs are slightly more rested than the Warriors, who were extended to 7 games before winning the Western Conference title with a Game 7 victory over the Thunder Monday night. Back over to Houston, of all of Mike D'Antoni's strengths, the Houston Rockets valued his experience above all else. Houston introduced D'Antoni as their new coach yesterday. According to D'Antoni, owner Leslie Alexander stated they wanted somebody who could win now instead of a younger coach who would have to grow with the team.
I want to thank Mr. Alexander and Daryl for choosing me and for this endeavor. He said it best. He said he wanted a coach that is already seasoned and has made his mistakes. Well, I've done that. So he's got that right.
The 65-year-old D'Antoni spent last season as the associate head coach for the Philadelphia 76ers. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or Wiltons.com. Wiltons, you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. First, the numbers. Going to have rain today. It'll be earlier in the day than it was yesterday. 78 for high temperature.